Hello.
Hey. That seems to be working okay.
Sounds very good too.
Do I need a bit more volume in my headphones, I wonder? Maybe just a bit there. Good, okay. I was going to say something else before we did start. Did I tell the thing that the story about racism last week or not?
No, not that I'm aware of.
I don't know whether I should tell it on the show, but a friend of mine, I'll try it on you, and you see whether we should include it.
Okay.
A friend of a friend of a friend, so as not to draw too much attention. A business, and one of the bosses of the business, quite a man in his mid-70s, something like that, but was at a do, and one of the younger staff, a lady. Oh, dear. I don't think I've got anything. It's all right. Came up, and he engaged her in conversation and asked her where she was originally from, and she said, I think it was Trinidad, one of the Caribbean islands, anyway. And he said, oh, well, I've just come back. And it's amazing, he said, and the history of everything. Have you ever traced your family back? Do you know where they originally came from, and were they slaves or not? In fact, most people from the Caribbean, from Africa, were slaves, obviously.
Yep.
They're not indigenous, are they, to the Caribbean area? Anyway, this woman got incredibly upset about being asked that question. And said, why do you want to talk about my colour? Why do you want to talk about that? Why does that matter? Why? And this poor chap was just trying to make conversation. And so she's launched a complaint against him, bearing in mind he's one of the big bosses. He's devastated. He said, look, I'm just wondering whether that is just slightly over the top in the woman's situation.
That's slightly over the top, in my opinion. But yeah. What do I know?
I mean, that's not racist. Somebody who'd actually been there and was interested in the history, and there is, you know, the history of the white Europeans, and also quite a lot of Arabs involved in the slave trade, is appalling. He was just trying to make conversation because he'd been there and he was interested, and he wondered whether she'd traced back part of her history and whether she knew where she her family originated from, and what, you know, just making conversation, really. And it caused quite an enormous amount of upset. I hope it's been calmed down now. But is that how do any of us know when we're going? It seems that some people just are offended. Well, anyway, I don't actually know how you avoid upsetting people anymore. Everybody sort of takes offence to everything. Well, of that particular generation.
Just don't engage.
Yeah, but you have to engage. What happens if, you know, you can't not engage, can you? You have to engage. Come on.
Just mention the weather.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, if you think it's right to talk about, we'll talk about it. And if not, we won't. Let's just start this thing. I've got that cough.
When you say that cough.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
A cough.
Well, we'll talk about that. A cough.
Okay, I'll play the music. You clear your throat.
Okay.
Hang on. Wait for me to play the music.
Oh, right. Okay, wait. I thought you'd... Right, okay. Well, here we are. Very good day to you, evening, nighttime, whatever it is. This is James Well, broadcasting from a very small room in my house. And it's a Saturday morning, actually. We don't normally do this podcast on a Saturday morning. But for one reason or another, I was unable to do it at any other time. So here we are. Saturday morning, it's been pissing down, and now the sun's shining. And very nice it is too. Very nice at this time of year in the spring when you get rain and then you get sun and everything looks very green after the rain. Unless you're living in a city, of course.
All I can see is green because the birds shat all over my Velux window.
Oh, behave. Well, clean it. Why don't you... Oh, that's disgusting. I do hate people who have green windows.
How do you clean a Velux window on the other side?
Well, I would have called it a Velux, but call it what you will. There's a handle and you pull it and it reverses the window.
Hang on a sec. Let me just try.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
You can't tell me you didn't know that.
No, I thought it was...
Yeah, okay. You can clean it from the inside.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get out on a Velux window. They're usually in the roof, aren't they?
Yeah, this one's in the roof, yeah.
Yeah, well, how are you going to get outside?
Well, that's why I haven't cleaned it. But now I know that when you tip it, it sort of half of it tilts into the building.
Mm.
So what if you leave it open and it rains?
You'll get wet.
Right. Well, all the radio equipment's under it.
Well, that's pretty stupid.
That's why I never open it, obviously.
Well, yeah, but if it's dry and you want to air the... Oh, how disgusting. Must stink in your studio.
I've got a big fan.
Yeah, you need one. So you've never opened that window before?
I've never opened it. Maybe some of the staff members have opened it.
Yeah. Okay, well, there we are. You learn something. There's also that little handle along the top. You've got a bar along the top. And if you pull that down once, there's a ventilation.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah, it's like a metal, yeah, okay, aluminium bar thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
For somebody who thinks they're so clever, you're pretty shit thick, aren't you?
Well, it's mostly wood.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got old-fashioned ones. You need to get some modern ones.
Well, it's been here probably for the last 30 years.
And you've not opened it very often.
Well, it's a room that the accounts people used to put them in the attic.
Yeah.
And I've taken it over since the accounts people have moved out.
Right.
And turned it into a radio studio.
And that window hasn't been cleaned then, on top, for years?
I don't think it's ever been cleaned since it was put in.
That is so disgusting.
I can see light through it, but it's very sort of, you've got that sort of speckly green, sort of mossy sort of stuff on it.
That is appalling.
And then the odd splash of bird shit.
Yeah, that is, I don't want to know anymore. That is appalling. All right, Daisy May. Yeah, good girl. You want to go under the desk? Go on then.
I've got really nice photography studio lights, you know, them umbrella-y things. I've got all those scattered around the place that I leave on. It's quite nice. So I've got some light in the room.
No. 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 I haven't put my shoes away and Daisy May's about to chew them. Hang on. Come on. No. No chewing of shoes, right? No. 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 No, 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 no. Right. Okay. No chewing. Here. Go and fetch that. There. Good girl. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Now, we better talk. Did we talk about the budget last week? No, we can't have done. It was only on Wednesday, wasn't it?
No, we haven't talked about the budget.
Yeah. Well, it was a fucking good budget, I thought. Really?
Sounds like you got a budgie.
No. Daisy's favourite toy. And she doesn't like me sitting in here doing this because she thinks I could be playing with her. Yeah, here's a good girl. I had them washed this week. They went to the poodle parlour. Well, it's not a poodle. They don't like that term. They went to the groomers.
Yum.
And they're soft and cuddly. And... don't chew the furniture. Oi, tumour foot. They obviously, interestingly enough, they love it when they've been trimmed and blow-dried and, manicured, pedicured. They love it. You can tell just by the way they behave.
I can't take mine to the groomers.
Why not?
Well, I can take him to the groomers if I stay with him continually.
Yeah.
But he gets separation anxiety, so as soon as you step out the room, he'll just howl.
Yeah, well, Daisy May used to be like that, but you have to train them not to be, or tell them it's all right and they know it's okay.
Right.
Now licking my foot. They've had a lovely time. They went to the vet this week for their annual jabs.
If only life was that simple.
Well, it is if you're a dog. All they do is give out love, and all they want in return is to be looked after properly and nicely, which is why I fucking hate people who are nasty to animals. I absolutely detest them. Like that prat who clubbed the fox to death and didn't get a prison sentence. You know, people who treat their dogs... I mean, poor old Lulu was found, as I said, wandering the streets of London with a bit of rope tied round her neck. I mean, just people are disgusting. There are so many people who are thick and stupid who have animals because they think, you know, I've got the house and the garden. I better have an animal, and the animals become a bit of a nuisance to them, and they're left in the house, you know, maybe 8-9 hours on their own. Disgusting. You shouldn't have a dog or dogs. I think you have to have more than one. You know, imagine if dogs kept you as a pet. You'd want sort of a mate or some company of your own kind, wouldn't you?
I suppose you would, yes.
Yeah. So you should really have another dog. Yeah. Or you should give your dog to me.
Well, yeah, I could give my dog to you, but then I'd miss him.
Well, then you need another dog for when, you know, then he wouldn't have such separation anxiety.
That is true, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, you know, that's what you should do. Anyway, listen, this is a serious, informative news podcast, isn't it?
Well, it could be, yes.
Yeah, yeah, like my TV show, James Whale Breaks the News.
I saw that yesterday.
Did you?
Hmm.
Yeah. And who did you like most on it?
Ricky's changed quite a lot, hasn't he?
That's not Ricky, it's Mickey.
What, he's changed his name?
Mm-mm. I just decided to get a new version.
A sort of a more engaging version.
Do you think he is?
Well, he's reading out the comments more.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Ricky used to sort of...
panic.
Disprove. Yeah, yeah. I'm not really sure how, when Ricky comes back, he's gone away for a month to New Zealand.
Is it safe in New Zealand?
I've no idea. He went before the crisis.
Hmm.
Of course, he might not be allowed back.
True. At least for 14 days.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not coming back for a few weeks anyway. He's only just been gone 1 week. Anyway, so I replaced him with Mickey, who I think's really good. So I don't know what's going to happen when Ricky comes back.
Mickey, the new Ricky.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there'd be a fight.
Yeah, it might be. I'll try to avoid that if possible. So anyway, that's it. Yes, the TV show. Probably we won't be doing it next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to start doing my radio show from home.
That's probably the safest bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Sitting here on my own every night.
Are you going to have separation anxiety?
I might well do. Me and the dogs presenting a show. Live.
I'll come down and see you then.
You're not allowed in.
I can tap on the window.
Well, you could do that if you want, yeah.
Your windows are cleaner than mine, obviously.
Well, of course they are. My whole house is probably cleaner than yours. Although I'm thinking of getting a cleaner, and everybody says to me, James, why do you spend, you know, I like cleaning, but one of the shower rooms is just needs a good scrub, really.
And you're not a scrubber?
I'm not really a very good scrubber.
No.
Well, and, you know, I was thinking maybe I should sort of get down hands and knees in the shower and scrub all the sort of soap residue off the shower floor.
Do you have one of those steam cleaners?
I have somewhere. I wonder where it is.
That would do the job for you.
I've got a jet wash.
Yeah, that's a bit overkill.
Is it? Oh, right, okay.
That's sort of like Rambo prison cell kind of thing.
Yeah, that would... Yeah, no, perhaps I won't use that.
Yeah.
Perhaps I won't use that. Anyway, I have to think about it. So we should get on to talking about... So the budget was fine. Poor old Jeremy Corbyn hadn't got a clue what to say after the budget, considering most of it was what they would have done anyway.
Stole the thunder a bit, yeah.
Yeah. And now people are saying, well, what are we going to do with all this money we're borrowing?
Yeah, but it's very low interest, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to pay it back. But if we don't borrow it, then the economy will crash because of this flipping virus.
I'm still open.
Mm. But, you know, you've got it on Anglesey, so I'd be careful.
Yeah, there is one on Anglesey.
Mm. But where there's one, there's more.
We need to tag people so we can go on GPS and find out where they are.
No, that's not going to happen. That's like Big Brother. But, I mean, you know, people are getting worried. The mortality rate to this virus is quite high, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to think it was a fuss about nothing, but I'm now getting quite concerned about it.
It's something like 1 in 50 now.
Mm.
But that said, though, that's only of what we know about, so the figures are going to be way off.
In what way? You mean there are more dying?
Well, there must be probably thousands of people out there that have got the virus that have survived and don't even realise they had it, so therefore those figures would be completely wrong.
Oh, yeah. And they're not testing anymore, are they, really?
They've stopped testing, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you go to hospital with the symptoms, then they'll test you.
Mm. I mean, it's just mental. I mean, I drove home from London last night and there was hardly a car on the roads.
This traffic seems normal around here, but because we don't have many cars, obviously.
Mm. No, absolutely no traffic at all, hardly.
The panic buying pisses me off a bit.
Well, me. I've got very little in. I need to go shopping, but I can't be bothered.
When you can't buy baby food or baby milk.
Yeah. I mean, this is the problem. Who was it was telling me, well, listen, the next stage is there'll be people out robbing and doing all sorts and, you know, law and order will break down if it carries on this way.
Well, we're okay. We got bows and arrows. We'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll be fine. But, you know, I don't like the idea that that's what's going to happen. Then you get those, you watch those movies, you get the vigilante groups moving through the area. And
yeah, watch the film Contagion. That'll cheer everyone up, won't it?
No, I suggest you don't watch that film. Disney World has closed.
Yeah, what's Anton Deck going to do?
I don't know. Yeah. Live TV is a problem because, you know, there's a lot of people in a very confined space doing live TV. I mean, radio, we can, most of us, not all, but most of us could do it from home.
Yeah, you'd have to have your guests phone in, but that's always been done anyway, isn't it? So
Yeah.
How's Ash doing? Is he...
Well, I don't know, because he's been self-isolated for a week.
Is he still drinking alcohol, thinking that's the cure?
Yeah. I made a really good cup of coffee today.
Is that still it you're drinking now?
Yeah.
Or is it another one?
Well, that's a second or maybe the third one, I'm not sure. When we finish this, I've got the washing on. I've emptied the dishwasher from yesterday. And I'm going to vacuum the bedroom.
That's just too much work.
Well, I'm actually not going to vacuum the bedroom. I've got one of those robot vacuums.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that the only robot you have in the bedroom?
Yeah. Why? What other could I get?
One that turns down your sheets.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you being rude about your wife?
We don't turn down our sheets. We're not that posh.
Oh. That's disgusting. I hope you wash them occasionally.
Well, to be fair, it's hard to turn them down, isn't it? You need to sort of crease them first and then sort of push
Why?
Them. Down. To get a bit sort of cardboardy after a while.
What do you use on your bed? Rugs?
Well, it's just the sheets get a bit cardboardy after a while, don't they?
Oh, shut up. That is so disgusting. Anyway, listen, back to the coronavirus. So what concerns me about this whole thing is the more and more things are told to close down, the big things, fine, I can understand that. But they say the small venues are probably more contagious. So if I want to walk down to the pub in the village, you know, am I going to be stopped? And then what's going to happen to the pub?
I would have thought the pub would be the ideal place to be with all that alcohol everywhere, splashed all over the carpets, all over the tables.
No, my pub's not like that. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I suppose they have to get rid of the sawdust.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's, you know, sawdust is good. It gives a great atmosphere. And it can be swept out every couple of days and everything's clean.
Yeah, but don't you feel like a gerbil?
No.
Oh.
In fact, well, I can remember when I was very young being taken into the grocers and that had sawdust all over the place and the butchers.
It used to hide the mouse droppings.
Well, in butchers it used to catch the blood.
That's true.
Do you not remember sawdust on the floor in the butchers?
No, I don't remember sawdust on the floor of the butchers.
Oh, I wonder if anybody listening does. It was quite interesting. So, I mean, I was, as everybody knows, I was very, very, thought this is all slightly over the top and everything else, but it's not, is it? We have to be very careful.
Yeah.
It's quite depressing when you think about it, isn't it?
It is very depressing. I think the words from Boris Johnson were quite worrying.
Yeah.
I think that's when it hit home the most.
Yeah. I think absolutely right. And I'm not even sure he meant to say that.
I think it needed saying.
Mm. And that's what made everybody sort of, you know, has this virus, which came from that particular city in China, which is an enormous city, I'm led to believe, by the way, and has their version of porting down the chemical whatever in it. Has it actually something escaped from there, do you think? Or is this purely a virus that's transferred into the human population because of their rather strange way of eating things?
Well, they say it's come from a species of animal. Can't remember the name of it, but...
Bats. They say it's come from bats.
But that could have been from a lab, though, couldn't it?
Mm. Yeah, quite easily.
So it's very hard, I would imagine, to prove anything. It's unlikely, though, isn't it, at the end of the day? It's just nature's way, isn't it, of things happening like this?
Culling us. I said that would happen, didn't I?
Well, it always happens, doesn't it? Something, a natural disaster, earthquakes or tsunamis or whatever. It's just something out there is reducing the population naturally.
I mean, I'm wondering whether we're going to... we're stopping the airports and things like that to a certain extent. Although somebody told me the other day they flew in last week from Italy, northern Italy, and they came through the airport and nobody stopped them. Nobody even questioned them.
I'm not sure about that, because I'm sure before you got on the plane you would have been tested in that country.
Well, I would have hoped so. Let's do a few... we've had a lot of questions about... the coronavirus.
Okay.
Well, some people call it COVID-19, but I thought that was because people thought if you called it the coronavirus, they didn't take it very seriously.
And it could put certain drinks manufacturers out of business.
Michael Knight got in touch. He said, do you think we should close schools and public places due to corona? The government says no, but when is the right time to stay at home to prevent the spread? Just washing our hands surely isn't the answer. Well, apparently improving our hygiene is the answer to not catching it and stopping the spread. And I don't know. I mean, do we all want to just stay in and not go anywhere? And then you know, whatever... might as well say giving up living for a while. I don't know. I'd be guided by the medical people who have said it's not time to stop things. They've stopped the football matches. Lots of people say, well, why didn't they stop the Cheltenham Festival? I've no idea. But the government seemed to feel that it's not the right time to do that. They've said to try and avoid congregating. But, you know, can we expect people just to shut up and stay at home? And would they do it?
I was speaking to a headmaster the other day, and he's under the impression that next week they're going to close the schools.
Well, that's what I've heard, yeah. Simon Broadman said, should all football be suspended? Well, Simon, I hate to say, I don't care about football, but, I mean, there is a lot of very close contact with people going to those sort of sporting events, isn't there? So I think probably, Simon, the answer is yes.
I would probably compromise and say, well, all the sporting events should continue, but just behind closed doors.
Mm. Well, that's a possibility, and then screened on TV, which they're thinking about.
Because they'll still get their revenue from the TV screenings, etc.
Dean Nicholson said, should we all now be very worried about losing somebody we love and stop making plans for the future? I think it would be silly to stop making plans for the future, because eventually we will get through this and there will be a future. Should we be worried about losing somebody? We're always, well, look at it this way. We're all going to lose somebody at some point through illness or old age. So, and that can happen at any time. You know, somebody can suddenly get a disease and die at any age at any time. So I don't think I would worry too much about that, but worry about, you know, looking after yourself and personal hygiene and all the rest of it. But I would continue to make plans for the future, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Graham Wilman says, is the press overreacting with this new pandemic, or are we not being told the real truth about it? I think we are being told the real truth about it. I used to think that myself. And the press did take this to heart to begin with, but now I think that's probably a really good idea, because a lot of people, myself included, probably thought that it wasn't that serious, but obviously it is that serious, isn't it? Yeah. Should we cheer ourselves up? When's the Whaley app going to be out there?
The Whaley app, well, I've started doing some programming again. Sadly, not on the Whaley app, but I've started doing other projects that require programming, so it's now in the pipeline.
What are you programming? What do you mean you've done other projects that require programming?
Well, I needed the software to do the programming on my computer, so I've installed that. And in doing so, there are other projects in my life that take priority, like the repair database software that I use for our customers. That needed updating for Windows 10, so I needed to fix that. So once that's done and dusted, now that I've got the laptop all on my desk set up with all the software relevant, I can now continue programming the Whaley app straight afterwards.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You sold some more of the books?
A few of the books have gone, yes.
We should do another advert.
A good one or just a off-the-cuff one?
What do you mean a good one? They're all good.
Well, do I have to take money out of the budget and get somebody to do a...
No!
A voiceover?
I could do the voiceover.
Can you?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Almost as... Right?
Yeah, okay, I won't interrupt you this time.
Good. Bloody well done. Almost a celebrity. A nighttime of lifetime. The inside story about James Whale, who's been broadcasting on radio since the age of 21. It's a must-read book. You can get it now from jameswhale.co.uk. Or if that doesn't work, try jameswhaleradio.co.uk. That surely should. £5, and that includes postage and packing. Almost a Celebrity, the autobiography of the great James Whale.
Have you finished? Is that it?
Yeah. It's a bit sort of, it's a bit Sunday Times, isn't it?
Well, even though you messed up the web address... Both will actually work, because technically they both exist, so that's fine.
Yeah, well, could you remove one of them?
No, I'll leave them both in. It's quite funny.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't forget to slash in the shop.
I beg your pardon?
Don't forget to slash in the shop.
If you slash in the shop, you'll be thrown out. Shush.
/shop.
Yeah, I'll do another one. Hi, I'm James Whale. Hi, I'm James Whale. Have you read my autobiography? It's called A Nighttime of Life... Oh, fuck it, I can't do another one. Hi, I'm James Whale. My autobiography is still available. You can get it on our website at jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Almost a Celebrity. Well, I'm still striving. Read it now, only £5, and that includes postage and packing.
Genius.
Well, that's a little fast one.
Well, yeah, it's an advert. It'll do.
What do you mean it'll do? What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, a little bit of polish required, I think.
Well, how do I do that?
I think we should hire somebody.
Don't be fucking stupid.
I just thought we'd sell more books if we had someone professional in to do it.
I'm professional? What are you talking about?
Well, a professional is someone who charges for voiceovers.
Yeah, well, that'll cost you 400 quid.
Yeah, but that would come out of your own pocket.
No, it'll come out of your pocket, because you get all the money.
I only get expenses.
I want a cheque for 400 quid. No, 800 quid, because I've done two.
Well, you actually did three.
Then that's 1,200 quid.
Don't I get an offer like buy three, get all three for free?
No, you don't. I want the money tomorrow.
Right, I'll bring it
round. I'll tell you what I'll do to make it easier. I'll throw in another one free.
Can I cough all over the money and you can take the risk?
No. I want the money. I've done it. I want the money. Out now. Almost a Celebrity. By radio host James Whale. Read about his amazing story through life. Almost a Celebrity. Out now.
Are you just doing these because every time you do one, you get another 300 quid?
400 quid.
Oh, all right, then. So, 200 quid by tomorrow.
Do you want to know what working on radio is really like? Do you want to know the ups and downs of a life in the media? James Whale's Almost a Celebrity is available now from jameswhaleradio.co.uk.
All you're doing is diluting its value. So you've done like six or seven of them now. So divide that into 400. You're just making yourself cheap.
What do you mean divide it? You add on.
Well, you don't add on, do you?
Yeah, 400 for each time I say, James Whale's Almost a Celebrity, out now. Get it on the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk.
Yeah, but why would I pay £400 for an advert that's quite
common?
Every
time I do it, it goes up. James Whale, a nighttime of lifetime. Or even a lifetime of nighttime. Almost. Oh, f*** it.
Now you've sworn in it, that's a fine, isn't it? So that's at least £4,000 Ofcom fine that I've got to pay. So, I'm sorry, you owe me money now.
Oh, let's just... Why don't you do tech talk? I'm bored with you.
Okay, VAT has been scrapped on e-books and online digital newspapers.
Well, that's very good, isn't it?
Dyson has launched a new product, hair straighteners, £400. £400 for hair straighteners. What planet are they on, man?
Yeah, I know a lot of ladies who like to straighten their hair. I prefer it curly.
I mean, the hairdryer is about 400 quid as well.
Why would you pay that?
£800 to do your hair.
Yeah.
That's two adverts.
James Whale, Almost a Celebrity, out now on our website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. You get it before somebody else does.
Major movies are being delayed in cinemas for obvious reasons.
If they're not going to have any movies, why are they still open?
I suppose some movies have been made and some are being put out, I suppose. So they've got to make the money back. That's the film industry losing money there as well.
Dear, oh dear.
You may have seen posts on social media about drink water every 15 minutes, hold your breath for 10 seconds in the morning to test to see if you've got the virus, go out in the sun because that helps cure. It doesn't. It's all fake news. Ignore. Bill Gates has removed himself or stepped down from the board of directors of Microsoft to focus on world health and climate change, etc. All good causes he's doing now.
That's very nice of him, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And Apple is going to be doing its showcase from behind closed doors and only broadcast across the internet rather than having a live audience.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, but what are they going to do about the Americans that used to go, woohoo, woo, yay, every time they...
I don't know. That annoys me intently.
Minecraft is being used to display a virtual library to make available documents, books, journals and reports, etc. that are banned in certain countries. And I haven't seen any movies this week.
I saw a movie last night when I got in called Salt.
Right.
Have you seen it?
No. Is it about salt?
No. It's about a secret agent called Salt.
Right.
And it's really, it's quite, it's quite it grips you, you know. It's, you have to watch it right till the end, and then there's a question at the end.
Usually with films, I find watching it to the end is quite essential.
Do you? Well, yeah. Some films I just can't be bothered. Halfway through, I just turn them off.
Well, they're shit films. You shouldn't watch them.
Well, no, but you don't know till you've watched half, do you? Neither me.
Don't you give it the 15-minute test? If you can't grasp what the film's about within 15 minutes, then it's not worth watching.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Although
there have been a couple I've watched and they've gone on, and I thought they must get better, and it's quite interesting, and they never do.
Yeah, like Wag the Dog, that's a classic rubbish film.
Never even heard of it.
It's absolutely rubbish. Don't watch it.
I won't in that case.
Can't you just check out IMDb and see what rating it gets before? If it gets less than a 6, don't bother watching it.
Yeah, but what people rate films as, that's their opinion. Might not be mine.
Yeah, but it's thousands of opinions, isn't it? Some of them are paid for, I suppose, opinions.
I don't know. I don't bother with that. If the trailer looks any good, I might watch it.
Yeah, but the trailer's the best bits.
Yeah.
Well, then all the best bits.
If they look quite exciting, then I want to see them in context.
I suppose that's a good word, isn't it? Context.
Yeah. Should we do some jokes?
Yeah, go on then.
Becoming a very big part of this podcast. If you've got any jokes, why not you? Why don't you send them in to us here? JamesWellRadio@gmail.com is our email address.
Correct.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
JamesWellRadio@gmail.com. Send them in, and if they're funny, we'll include them. Now, it's not whether I think they're funny, because it's whether he thinks they're funny, he puts them on. Dave Thomas, hello, Dave. He says, Dirty Dave the Flasher was thinking about retiring, but he decided to stick it out for another year. Mildly amusing. Tom Harrison sent this in. An 80-year-old man walks into the doctor's office for his regular checkup. The doctor says to him, Ted, how are you feeling? Great, says the old man. I have an 18-year-old wife and she's pregnant with my child. The doctor gives a concerned look and says to Ted, let me tell you a story. See, I have this hunter friend, and one early morning he goes out hunting but is in such a hurry that he grabs his umbrella instead of his gun. So, as he is hunting, he spots a rabbit. He aims at the rabbit with his umbrella and shoots at it. Bam! The rabbit falls dead to the ground. That's impossible, cries the old man. Someone else must have shot the rabbit. Exactly, says the doctor. Oh, dear. That is funny. Although there are men over 80 who have fathered children, but there we are. Sean Edwards says, a young lady was invited to a fancy dress party. And upon arrival, she notices a man wearing nothing but a glass jar on his penis. Intrigued, she approaches the man and asks, what's he dressed as? A fireman, he replies. Fireman? How so? You're only wearing a glass jar, she says. Exactly. Break the glass, pull the knob, and I'll come as fast as I can. Where do these jokes come from? I mean, where do they actually come from?
Someone obviously makes them up, and then someone obviously sticks them on the internet, I suppose.
But, yeah, I mean, they're good. A lot of them, aren't they?
We've not had a bummer.
Oh, that's disgusting. Is it time to do questions for the whale?
We can do questions for the whale. We got no whale's mail this week.
Oh, gosh, have we? I haven't looked through. Oh, yes, we have, yes.
That's a subtle.
Oh, yeah, oh, gosh, a lot. Well, we'll do two, shall we? If you want to get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Got any thoughts, let us know. You can ring, but there's not anybody here, probably.
There's an answer phone.
Do you ever listen?
We used to.
Well, why don't you do it again? There might be loads of messages on there.
That's true. I should go and open up the old Whaley mailbox, phone box.
Yeah. Actually, if you ring, what's the number?
Oh, crikey. That's a good one. 01117891
Well, could you put that on our, where people can see it?
It's on our website. You go to the front page and it's there. Big call button.
What's the number again?
I need to double check.
Slowly, slowly, not too fast, so I can write it down.
Okay. If you phone 0117
0117 yeah.
230
230 yeah.
1771
1771
uh-huh. And you can leave a message there. Ignore the annoying Skype woman that comes on. And I'm going to have to beep out the original number I gave you because that's completely wrong. So if you were wondering why the number was beeped, that's why.
Was that your own number?
It might have been the shop's number.
Anyway, Chris Horner got in touch. He said, James, I have been watching on your YouTube channel your old TV shows, maybe made by Yorkshire Television, and I find them to be thoroughly entertaining and informative. My question is, why isn't this type of live show broadcast on TV today, Chris? Probably because they don't think it's worth it, or they don't have the nerve to do something like that. And I don't know, it was of its time, wasn't it? I mean, you would have to change it. You couldn't do some of the things that we did on the show. But I think a live show about that time in the morning, we used to get a couple of million viewers a show. And because there's so much more TV now, if you got 300,000 or 400,000, I think people would be quite happy, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's only the sort of what they call the snowflake generation that would put the complaints in.
Mm. But I'd quite like to do it again before I get really old. I wouldn't mind doing it. But look out for my new show called James Whale Breaks the News. It's an hour on a Friday evening, but it's there all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, I watch it on YouTube when I don't catch it live.
Yeah, and it's really just about a panel of people talking about news stories of the week. But it kind of falls into farce a lot of the time.
I've only got one complaint about it.
Yeah.
And that is when it's on YouTube, there's like a 20-minute gap before the actual show starts of that music on loop. Mm-hmm. They can always edit that gap out after it's been recorded. So I wish they would do that.
Well, would you like to send that to our producer and tell him?
Okay.
All right. Right, this is Janie who sent this in, I think. Yeah. James and Ash. Oh, this is to Ash. This is to my radio show.
Yes.
Perhaps she thinks you are...
I'm not Ash.
Yeah. No. You two have made it to my bucket list. Let me explain. About 4 months ago, I asked Alexa to turn on some talk radio, and she hooked me up on your show. I've been addicted to you ever since. I live in South Dakota. I can't afford to call you, but talking to you has been added to my bucket list. This is not a prank or a joke. Every afternoon from 1 till 4, I have your show on when I try to take a nap. And I've not had a nap now for 4 months. I'm over 65 and should really be taking a nap. Keep up the good shows and I'll keep saving up to call you. Well, Janie, the good thing is you don't have to save up because you can call us on the radio, on talk radio, and we'll call you back.
That is true. Yeah, they do. They call you back. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't tell anybody.
You just did.
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah. So there we are. Thank you very much indeed. That's. We probably have to go on to... questions for the whale now.
I've got some.
Because I'm got to go and do some more housework. And then I should go and do some shopping, but I haven't got any frozen peas left. I haven't got any fruit left.
That's fine by me.
I think I might have poached eggs on toast for lunch.
Rob James, here we go.
Yeah.
If you see an AA van and the driver is crying uncontrollably, do you think he's heading for a breakdown?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course he is, yeah.
Antonio da Vinci. Should adult real dolls be available on the NHS for serial lonely guys? Can I get one of Stormy Daniels?
No, you can't, and no, they shouldn't.
Rob Jocelyn. Are hand sanitizer manufacturers rubbing their hands?
probably. But then on the other hand, you can't buy any at the moment because it's never in the shop. So maybe not.
You would think they'd up their game, wouldn't you?
You would, wouldn't you? How difficult could it be to sort of, you know? But apparently, it's only worth getting the hand sanitizer that has alcohol in it, and that has to be over 60%. Otherwise, you're wasting your money.
Yep. I use isopropanol alcohol.
Yeah. I use gin.
90% proof.
Hmm. It'll ruin your skin, mind you.
The alternatives are worse.
Mm.
Christmas time, toy manufacturers have the same issue, don't they? All sold out. You can't get your little toy for Johnny.
Mm.
They all go on sort of eBay for five times the cost. You'd think every year they'd learn. Toilet roll manufacturers, you go into your local stores and they've got some, and then the following day, all the pallets are empty. And then that stays like that for a few days. And then you'd think, we'll just send toilet rolls from the warehouse.
Yep. Yeah, I can't disagree with you.
Or
just buy loads of copies of The Guardian.
Or use a cut-up towel. Wash it.
Ew. Why not just use a flannel?
Well, flannels are expensive. It's an old towel. Oh, right. Just cut it into squares. Use it, wash it. Put it on a high wash. You know.
Yeah, I'm feeling quite ill now.
Or just resort to having a shower straight afterwards.
Mm, okay. All right. Enough.
Andy Howard, why aren't stores rationing bog rolls? There we go. There's another point.
Yeah. Well, they would if they could get hold of them.
When they do ration them, the rationings are stupid. Hand sanitizers, only five per customer. Why would a customer need five?
Yeah.
One per customer.
But, you know, you wouldn't need rationing if people stopped behaving in this really pig-ignorant way. Oh, sorry, pigs are not ignorant. Some human beings are.
But again, going back to the baby food scenario, when you walk into a store and there's no baby food there, and then a few days later you walk in the store and they've restocked, your natural impulse is to say to yourself, last time I was in, they'd sold out, I'm going to stock up. So it just spirals out of control. It only takes one idiot to start it off, and the rest will naturally follow.
Everybody should just do their normal shop.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Who sang the song, Where Did You Get That Hat? Where did you get
that hat? Who said
that? Gary Davis.
Google it.
Anne Penn Hines. She from there, is she?
Where?
Penn Hines.
Oh, Anne Penn Hines. Ha! Ha! Very funny. Yeah.
Why are drivers so selfish by parking on pavements and blocking drop curbs?
Probably because there are nowhere near enough parking spaces for cars. But you're right, Anne. Parking on dropped curbs is a pretty stupid and ignorant thing. And parking off pavements is, as far as I know, you'll get a ticket for it.
Not as stupid as parking in other people's drives.
Well, you wouldn't do that, would you?
Yeah, trust me, I've seen people do that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. On school runs and stuff, I've seen a lot of angry homeowners coming out and, like, literally people parking in their drive.
Well, I don't know what it is about people who take their children to school in a car that they think they can do whatever they like.
I assume they only think they're going to be there for a couple of minutes. No more than a couple of minutes. I'm just taking my kid to school. It's only 2 minutes.
Yeah. Walk.
Yeah. Sam Bailey, you look buff, Mr. W. How come?
I look after myself, Sam. That's why.
Lots of people commenting on your new hat.
Oh, yeah. Do you like my hat?
Is it a hat or a cap?
It's a cap. Yeah, I decided because sometimes it's cold. I think I'm too old for baseball caps now. And there's something a bit naff about baseball caps, isn't there?
Even though we sell them in the shop with the James Weir logo on them.
Yeah, those are fine.
Right.
Those are all right. But I thought I would have a cap. I've got a lot of kind of Stetson-type hats, which I quite like as well. But in the wind, they tend to blow off, don't they?
You don't want to get blown off in the wind, no.
No, no. You don't want to get blown off, do you?
Every now and again, it's quite nice.
It's quite nice in the cold weather. If you don't have any hair like I don't, you get fairly cold on top. What? You do?
I could do so much with that in editing.
I'm going to go and open all the windows now because even though I've got no heating on this house, it seems really warm.
I'm going to open mine, reach round, and give it a good wipe.
Yeah, with your bit of towel.
Yes.
Yeah, good idea. All right, same time, same place next week, hopefully. Everybody stay safe and keep up the hand washing and follow the instructions, because if we do that, hopefully most of us will stay safe.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.